Hello, family. Welcome. What a beautiful, beautiful day. So great to be in the presence of God, in the house of God, and just to be the privilege to bring God's word at this time, at this point in time. Yes, we're in celebration mode. Yes, we're also in a very sober mode because of the things that are happening around the world at this time. Ukraine, Russia, you know, in war, families have been separated. There's so much pain, casualties. And yes, people are living in fear, not only in that region, but in the rest of the world. But please let your heart be strengthened. Don't let your heart be troubled. This is the season of prayer. And this month, we are starting out by talking about, you know, prayer, manifestations, deepening, you know, our walk with God. The month of March, right here in this house, is the month of prayer and manifestation. Hallelujah. March for manifestation. So keep praying for Ukraine. Keep praying for, you know, our own country, Nigeria. Keep praying for the U.S. Keep praying for China. Keep praying for the world. As laid on your heart as we continue, you know, in this month. And I want to dive in very quickly, very, very quickly. And I'm going to read a passage of scripture. And then we go from there. Acts chapter 3, I'll read from verses 1 to 10. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Sweet Holy Spirit, we thank you because you are here. Flow through these lips of clay, and let it not just be mere words. Let it not just be information. Let there be impartation. Let there be revelation. Let someone's life take a new turn. Let there be a shift. Let there be liberation. Let there be healing, even unto the listeners right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer," the ninth hour. Ninth hour is 3 p.m. I'm reading the New King James Version. If you read Amplified, it says 3 p.m. So that you can connect on what the ninth hour is. Verse 2, "And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful." The temple was called Beautiful. His life didn't look beautiful. I read on. "To ask alms," or "to ask coins," Amplified says, "to ask coins from those who entered the temple." Verse 3, "Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms," asked for coins, asked for money. "And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, 'Look on us.' And so he gave them his attention." The man gave Peter and John his attention, expecting to receive something from them. "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up immediately." He lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And so he, leaping, stood up, walked, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. They knew that it was he, the man who sat begging for coins, begging for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. I titled this, "Dissatisfied with the Ordinary, Embracing the Supernatural." Dissatisfied with the ordinary, embracing the supernatural. I love the book of Acts because the book of Acts is a doing book. It's a book of manifestations. It's about the manifestations of the apostles. It's about all that they were doing that was being recorded. Of course, it doesn't capture everything in totality, but there were a lot of miracles. There were a lot of their manifestations. And it's so important for us to pay attention to the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, because we should also get ready and be conscious of our own manifestations. People are watching to read of our Acts. We are the epistles seen and read of men. So our lives are not ordinary. Even as we go about our day-to-day lives, we are being watched, we are being recorded. We are being recorded by our children. We are being watched by unknown people. So again, we can decide to be ordinary or supernatural. We can decide to live life anyhow, or we can live life with being intentional. The Jews had a custom, and before I go into that, I'd like to quickly say that the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four books just before the book of Acts, are actually the manifestations of Jesus. They are the acts of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as recorded by a man called Matthew, another disciple called Mark, another one called Luke and John. And that's why you see similarity in all the four books. You see them overlapping. You see one, you know, literally just repeating the same thing. Mark was very brief. Matthew was long. He had this history of who begat who and all that. Mark went straight for the miracles. I like reading the book of Mark. If I want to get through any of the Gospels as fast as possible, Mark went straight for the miracles of Jesus. And so, just to let you know that after the book of Acts, then it was the manifestations of Paul, of Peter, you know, Paul's letter to the Corinthians and all of that and on and on. And so we are an extension of the Bible. So we're looking out for your manifestations. But how do we come into a life of manifestation? A life, a supernatural life, a life where we're liberating. People have been liberated. We're working miracles, or should I say God working miracles through us in our offices, in our homes, not only right in the four walls of a church like this, not from the pulpit, but in our everyday lives. How? And this is what I'm here to share with us. The Jews had a custom of praying at set times, including 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Remember, Pentecost happened in the third hour of the day, which was 9 a.m., because they start their day, they start counting from 6 a.m. So 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 7 a.m. is the first hour, 8 a.m. is the second hour, 9 a.m. is the third hour. And Pentecost happened in the third hour. The hour of prayer in Acts chapter 3 was the ninth hour, and that was 3 p.m. Peter and John were going into the temple. Peter represents authority. Peter represents authority, power. John represents intimacy. Without intimacy with God and understanding of the authority that we have in Christ, we will not be able to work miracles. We will not be able to manifest the supernatural like we want to and like these people manifested. So they were going into the temple for prayer, but they were living a lifestyle of prayer already. They were going into the temple. So you think they're going into the temple to pray, to be empowered, but they already had a prayer life. So yes, we have rooms, and I'm going to talk about that later, where we are praying and we're praying, and things are happening in those rooms through Zoom, through even, you know, virtual prayer, not even coming together physically. Things are happening. Miracles are happening. But guess what? That's not the only place where miracles should be happening. Miracles should happen in our everyday lives. When you leave the room of prayer, miracles should happen at work. Miracles should happen when you're in the bus, when you're in the ride. Miracles should happen all around us. Because we must be intentional and be conscious that we are walking in the authority of Christ. And we are living a life of intimacy, a life of prayer, a life where you're talking to God at every opportunity and you are listening to Him. Prayer is not always shouting at God. Prayer sometimes is just inwardly meditating and thinking and communing with Him. So it becomes a lifestyle. I've called this, and I want to repeat again, being dissatisfied with the ordinary and embracing the supernatural. How do I embrace the supernatural?